Hi, this is Jack Bond for the Talking Data Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Nia Narkaidi, CTO with Confluent Incorporated, the company that is doing a lot to commercialize Kafka and Kafka Streaming. That's a messaging system initially, which was created earlier in this decade by a team including Neha at LinkedIn. The latest development with Kafka Streaming is the advent of a messaging semantics which supports exactly once messaging. We asked her about the upcoming conference called the Kafka Summit that the company is putting on. Let's go to the phone.
So, you know, the conference is coming up, and we've been speaking recently about exactly once stream processing. I mean, I have to think it's still early, and that the event coming up will be a chance to educate people or people to share their knowledge about streaming generally and the new enhancements to the Confluent Kafka APIs, stream APIs specifically.
Yeah, definitely. I think the upcoming Kafka Summit in SF toward the end of August, I think the big theme is stream processing. And it's stream processing in general. So it's meant for the entire community, which is Kafka, it's Kafka Streams, it's Spark, it's Flink. We basically want this event to be a gathering for all the stream processing enthusiasts and users to learn all there is to learn about stream processing out there. So we certainly don't want to limit it just to Kafka because we know that there are lots of systems out there. But the focus, I think, you know, for streams in particular and Kafka would be educating people on exactly once. It's a nuanced concept. I think there are lots and lots of definitions out there. I've written a long blog post about what we mean by exactly once. But we want to make sure that the community understands the trade-offs with exactly once, understands, you know, what is fluff and what is reality about exactly once. And in general, I think the conference will have a lot of exciting discussions around stream processing and making it available to, you know, everyone in the company, not just developers. That's what we're looking forward to.
And this fits in with a major trend of recent years where we started talking about big data and then we started talking about big data in motion. And I think your experience at LinkedIn led you down this route where a major part of your work, your life is now making use of data in real time. And is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think, the thing that struck me as a trend is it went well beyond LinkedIn when we were creating Confluent. There was sort of the signal that I saw there is that this has gone beyond LinkedIn, beyond Silicon Valley. Now Kafka is used in one third of Fortune 500. That includes banks, insurance companies, telecom companies, all sorts of, traditional brick and mortar auto manufacturers. I think, that's when we thought that the idea of streaming data, data in motion, big data becoming faster is a thing that holds real value for businesses that are completely born as digital ones. So, you know, that would say LinkedIn, Uber, Netflix, these are born digital. And then also businesses that are brick and mortar that want to become digital. So that's all these brick and mortar companies, their auto manufacturers that want to, collect data from cars and alert you in real time. There are, telecom companies that want to do IoT, and there are retail companies that want to compete with Amazon. So it's really a thing that has legs on its own. I think where the industry is going is starting to adopt it, put it in the heart of mission critical applications. And then over time, it'll be exciting to see how that trend changes where majority of the processing in a company happens. That's really the big change that I'm looking forward to. That's what I've seen. I've seen sort of where the movie ends, and that's where all of us at Confluent we're working on, is how do we make sure that streaming data becomes mainstream, right? Not as a niche thing, but as a mainstream thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, with our podcast, we often get a bit more of a mainstream audience, and I thought this might be a time to revisit an old question that you've probably heard before, and why is it called Kafka?
Yeah, that's no interview is done unless we talk about why is it called Kafka. I'm going to give you a very sort of funny way of why we came up with Kafka. I think Jay should be able to talk more about it. I assume no responsibility for that decision. Back then, you know, what we thought is this is a very dark problem. You know, Kafka solves a very dark problem. Data is a mess. There are lots and lots of different connections. Kafka, one big thing that it does is it greatly simplifies your data architecture. It just cleans the whole picture up, Kafka in the center, and it sort of becomes your data hub central nervous system, right? And the other thing is that deep down, the way Kafka is built is it's a log, right, which means it's really a metaphor for writing data in order and whatnot. And so dark author put together became, you know, Kafka. The reason we stuck with it is we looked at Hadoop, where, you know, really weird project names take off in the world. They kind of tend to stick. Developers remember it. Users remember it. It comes up in all sorts of interviews like it did right now. And so we stuck with this weird name called Kafka, and now it's kind of a thing.
Well, you know, like a lot of people, I was assigned Kafka in college, but might not have actually managed to read the book. But I feel I feel I could hold my side of a conversation up in at a cocktail party, whichever Kafka we're talking about. But I appreciate Nihad speaking with you today. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Jack. I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for having me.